This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Tuesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 513, up 9¾. July corn, 517.5, up 9.5. September corn, 513, up 9¼. May soybeans, 1464, down 8. July soybeans, 1459.5, down 3¾. August soybeans, 1404.5, down 1.5. May wheat, 731¾, up 10.5. July wheat, 739, up 10. September wheat, 747.5, up 10.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Tuesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Corn found strength in the turmoil in the Ukraine and delay in planting in the northern corn belt due to too cool and too wet conditions. Technical trading pushed soybeans lower, and the drought in the southwest and the Ukraine's political problems pushed wheat higher. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 10 cents higher at $4.90 to $5.12. Soybean bids were 2 to 3 cents lower at $14.37 to $14.63. In central Illinois, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 10 cents higher at $4.81 to $5.11, and soybean bids were 3 to 6 cents lower at $14.56 to $14.79. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 10 to 11 cents higher at $4.97 to $5.27. Soybean bids were 1 to 2 cents lower at $14.50 to $14.81. And wheat bids were 10 cents higher at $7.03 to $7.39. Now from the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids, they were 2 to 4 lower at $14.79 to $15.10. The basis was steady to 2 higher at $19.50 over the July. iPro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $502.50 to $522.50 per ton, and that was $6.20 lower, with the basis 5 lower at $25 to $45 over the July. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 4 to 10 cents higher at $5.11 to $5.28, with the basis steady to 6 lower at 7 under to 10 over the July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 12 to 15 cents higher at $5.21 to $5.26, with the basis 2 to 5 higher at 3 to 8 over the July. Soybeans ended 4 to 13 cents lower at $14.65 to $14.71, with the basis steady to 9 lower at 5 to 11 over the July. New crop wheat prices were 10 higher at $7.14 to $7.16, with the basis steady at 23 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 11 to 15 cents higher at $5.42 to $5.45. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 3 cents with quotations of $14.93 to $14.95. Soft wheat closed 11 to 17 cents lower at $7.50 to $7.64, and Milo ended the day 7 to 9 cents higher at $5.35 to $5.38. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In northern and western Illinois, corn ranged from $4.69 to $4.81, and soybeans $11.81 to $12.06. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from $4.70 to $4.90, and soybeans from $11.93 to $12.08. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from $4.78 to $4.94, soybeans $11.88 to $12.20, and soft wheat $7 to $7.32. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Tuesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 138.30, up 77 cents. August live cattle, 137.92, up 67 cents. October live cattle, 142.25, up 77 cents. May feeder cattle, 183.47, up 82 cents. August feeder cattle, 191.25, up $1.45. September feeder cattle, 191.87, up $1.37. May lean hogs, 116.05, down 85 cents. June lean hogs, 123.22, up 87 cents. July lean hogs, 123.30, up $1.32. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 6th afternoon livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 75 to 84, 4 to 5 weights 82 to 89, 5 to 6 weights 86 to 91, and 600 pounds and up were 90 to 93. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $73 up to $80. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 17,729, and from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 383 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $112.29, and that was $3.73 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $227.88, that was $1.02 lower, with select carcasses at $213.56, and that was $1.89 lower. Now on to the opening report from the Shelbyville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 266 head, and starting with the steers and heifers, they were $1.50 to $2 higher. Holstein steers were $2 higher. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were $148 to $155.50. Select and choice were $140.25 to $147. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were $138.25 to $147.50, and choice slaughter heifers were $147.50 to $154, with the select and choice $138 to $147. Now for the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 119,000. That compared to 120,000 last week and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 417,000, that compared to 415,000 last week and 415,000 a year ago. Now for the report from the Arthur Weekly Hay Auction. They had receipts of 1,640 bales, starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares, $6 to $9.10 per bale. Large bales were $80 to $115. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares, $9.10. Orchard grass premium quality small squares, $6.50. Large squares were $80. Oat straw, good quality large rounds, $25 a bale. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. May corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.20. June corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.21. May corn delivered to Scottville, $5.11. June corn delivered to Scottville, $5.12. May and June beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.63. May and June beans delivered to Scottville, $14.52. May wheat delivered to Scottville, $7.28. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $5.20, corn at Scottville is $5.11, beans at Greenfield are $14.63, beans at Scottville are $14.52, wheat at Scottville, $7.28. As we've heard from weekly progress reports, corn planting has progressed quite a bit in just a week. Market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, went over the progress.
It has, and I've got questions from some farmers in the areas that haven't made much progress saying, where is the progress being made? But if you look back at where the rain fell last week, most everywhere got rain, but there were many areas that really didn't get enough rain to keep them out for a long period of time. Some areas did get heavy rains and had to be out of the field longer, but there were significant areas that received less than an inch of rain, and once the temperature started to warm up, they were quickly able to get back in the field. And so by late week, we saw a lot of active progress. And the general expectation of the trade is that with the weather fairly open until at least Wednesday of this week, and in some cases Thursday and Friday, depending on where you are in the Midwest, a lot more progress is going to be done this week as well. So the expectation is that we should come close to catching up to the normal pace overall for the national crop by next Monday's progress report. The problem will be northwestern Midwest, where very little corn has been planted, very little spring wheat has been planted, and very little progress is expected this week or next week, heading into the middle of May. And those farmers are very concerned, but I don't think the trade's really concerned about that at this point.
I know many farmers in my area, they are finishing up with corn and they're already out in the fields with soybeans.
Exactly right. And Illinois made great progress over the last week to 10 days and is actually ahead of the five-year average on corn planting with the weather that really supported them there. And on soybeans, they're at about 3% over the last week, and so that's still below where we normally would be, but as you said, we're rapidly catching up with that. So no real concerns about Illinois. It's making good progress. The real concerns come as you move north of Interstate 80, and particularly the western areas of that, northwestern areas, that's where the significant delays are.
Do you have any word on how those who were able to start planting corn a little bit early fared through the rough weather we had? Is there worries about a lot of replanting?
Well, I haven't heard a lot of worries about replanting. I know locally there are some concerns about replanting, but I am seeing reports of corn slowly coming up, sometimes after several weeks of laying in the ground. But that's always a concern when the seed has to lay in the ground for a long period of time. As I said, locally, it's a problem, but regionally, the big picture, I haven't heard it as being a big concern yet at this point. But if it was my field, I would be rather nervous at night thinking of those seeds laying there and not coming up.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman with Water Street Solutions. Many farmers have been making progress in their fields in recent days, including local farmer Matt Stolte. Stolte is also the president of the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders, who have an experimental plot that they recently finished planting. Stolte gave a rundown of this year's plot.
Correct, yes. This is actually the fifth year for the Montgomery County Young Leaders corn and soybean plots, and the plots are in the same location they have been for the last 4 years. They are located at Carl Martin's residence along Interstate 55. If you just take the west frontage road and go back north, you'll run right into Carl's house. You'll see the sign there on your left-hand side.
When were you guys able to get in to plant this experimental plot?
The corn plot went in on April 26th. That would be a Saturday. We started planting about 1 o'clock and finished around 3. This year we have roughly 15 corn companies that are involved with the plot. Feaster hybrid number 2770 will be this year's check. We've had several companies that have either joined together or have decided to back out for other reasons. But we've also had one new company want to get involved with this as well.
And what's generally the amount of companies you guys have in the plot?
The first year we had right at 15 or 16. I think it fell off to 13 the second year. I know last year was probably the highest. We had 18 corn companies get involved. We're right about average with 15 corn companies for this year.
All right. What about the soybean companies? Do you know how many are going to be participating in that?
There will be 13 soybean companies that can get involved, and the soybean plot will be located just north of Carl's house, basically at Thomas Martin and his mother's house.
With all this rain we had lately, are you concerned at all about the plots getting flooded out and not growing?
I haven't talked to Carl recently to see the amount of rain that he actually had from that basically Saturday evening, Sunday time frame and on. But you take a look at any of the corn planted, basically the 24th, the 26th, and the 27th, and that seems to be the main concern right now with the conversations I've had the past 2 days of whether it's going to make it or not. If for some reason the corn plot does not make it, we do not have enough plot seed to replant it, so we'll probably just let it go for this year and worry about the soybean plot coming up.
Stolte also summed up how planting season is progressing on his own farm.
Planting season for us, we finished up on May 24th, right ahead of the rain that Thursday. And just like everybody else, I've got to go take a look at a few fields that we finished up on to see how that corn is emerging and whether or not we're going to have to replant or pull out the hoe, which I've seen a couple of those already going on my trip over here.
And that's always unfortunate when that happens, when you have to go and replant. How many acres do you guys have total?
We got roughly 635 acres of corn and roughly 600 acres of soybeans that have to go underground.
Now, this year, did you guys decide to plant any more soybeans than usual with the price of soybeans versus the price of corn? Or is it pretty much a same breakdown as you usually do?
Normally, we stay 50-50, and that's the way it's been for as long as I can remember. We don't lean heavy on one side or the other. Usually stay right there in the middle.
And what are your biggest concerns in facing this growing season, especially when you look back at last year for soybeans? There were a lot of people who had weed issues. And now with corn, there's been rumors that there might be some more pest issues this year. What are your big concerns looking forward?
I think if you take a look at the whole photo that we've started with, the ground conditions have been perfect. There virtually hasn't been any green fields this year to take a look at. I do have a black cutworm trap out. I've caught a few moths. Some of the captures in northern counties have been a little bit more significant than what we've seen in this general area, so I'm not too concerned with black cutworm being out there. Weed pressure, I think if you start clean, stay clean, it's looking pretty good right now. Pest issue, you know, we've got western corn rootworm that has started to make its way back into the area. So the guys with some corn on corn acres, that's going to be the main focus for this year, to keep an eye out for that pest.
Palmer amaranth has been a really big one that people have been worried about seeing in their fields. Did you see any of that in your field last year?
I haven't actually scouted any. We take a pretty good caution on weeds that are out there. We go ahead and spray. Of course, neighbors' fields are a little bit different, but in our geography, neighbors are good to us and we're good to them, so we've stayed pretty well clean.
Well, that's great. That's always good news, and it is best to stay ahead of it, especially when it comes to these resistant types of weeds.
Exactly. If you've already got it in your field, it's too late.
Again, that was area farmer and Montgomery County Young Leader President Matt Stolte. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.